Here's Jonah again in episode 2, Hiding from God. They were good guys, those sailors. They rowed the ship and threw out more of their loads, prayed and tried their best to keep that ship afloat. But the waves got higher and higher, and our ship leaned way over. Waves kept crashing over the deck. Finally, they gave up and threw me overboard, praying all the while to my God to spare their lives and not blame them for my death. Well, God heard their prayer. The minute I hit the water, it got calm. Unfortunately, that didn't do me much good because I can't swim. I sank like a stone. As I struggled to the surface once, I saw all the sailors kneeling and praying. Then the wind blew the ship away from me. They had never seen such power from their gods. I thought, well, my death will help them to find the true God. But I was sinking deep down into the water, deeper and deeper into the murky water, trying to hold my breath, tangled in seaweed, going down, down, down. Suddenly, I feel like I'm sucked into a dark hole. That's it. I'm dead. But I'm not dead. I can't see a thing, but I can breathe air again. I know I'm breathing because it smells around me. This isn't just a dream. Something smells fishy. I'm not swimming anymore. I'm sitting on something solid, and I can feel an end to the space around me. It's a really weird feeling, like I'm sitting in a wet limousine, speeding through space. Maybe I have died, and I'm on my way to heaven. But it smells so fishy. And does God want me in heaven, I wonder, when I have run away from him? I won't enjoy meeting God and explaining why I disobeyed. It seemed forever that I crawled around the space in the pitch blackness, trying to figure out where I was, what had happened to me. What am I doing trying to hide from God? Can God find me here? Can he help me? Well, it was about that point when I realized it was time I did some serious praying. I knew that somehow God had saved my life when I was drowning at the bottom of the ocean. Did he still have a plan for me? I'd better find out. I began with thanking God for saving me from drowning. I began to feel God was hearing me. Even if I wasn't in church or kneeling toward Jerusalem, he's a great God who can save, who loves and forgives his children. I praised him for his mighty act in saving the ship and all the sailors from that storm. I asked him to forgive me for my disobedience, and I promised I would do what he wanted if he still wanted me to do something for him. I was sure he could save me, even from this dark hole, wherever it was. I even sang some songs of praise to him. It made me feel better. Oh, we're moving again. I wonder if maybe I am inside a fish. Now that is a scary thought. But suddenly I am pushed from behind by a strong force, and there's a rush of water. I can see light. Phew! I'm flying into the surf. I land with a big splash in the shallow waves on the shore and can feel the sand beneath my feet. Oh, the fresh air is wonderful. And the sun is so bright, it hurts my eyes after being so long in the dark. First thing I did was look out to the ocean to see if I could see whatever had rescued me. I saw a big tail flip up once as some really big fish dived into the water. I guess that was my limousine waving goodbye. Next, I knelt in the sand to thank God for delivering me safely to land and giving me another chance. While I was praying, God said to me again, Jonah, go to Nineveh and preach the message I give you. This time there was no argument or hesitation. No, sir. This time I said, Yes, Lord, I'm on my way. I guess Jonah was always ready to obey God after this, don't you think? Let's leave him walking to Nineveh, and we'll hear more next time from him. This is Auntie Weenie. Bye for now.